What's been called Super Holy Thursday has attracted up to 500,000 people into the centre of Australia's biggest city. The Pope travelled across Sydney Harbour, accompanied by a flotilla of vessels, before disembarking to address pilgrims on the shore. Earlier, Benedict used his first public appearance in Australia to praise a government apology to the country's Aborigines for injustices committed in the past. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd formally apologised to Indigenous people earlier this year in a historic act of contrition. The Pope says it was a brave move that offered hope to disadvantaged people around the world.
The ancient heritage forms an essential part of the cultural landscape of modern Australia. Thanks to the Australian government's courageous decision to acknowledge the injustices committed against Indigenous people in the past, concrete steps are now being taken to achieve reconciliation.
The Pope is in Australia for World Youth Day, an international festival that celebrates the faith of young Catholics from all over the world. Pilgrims have come from all corners, from South America and Europe to Indonesia and the South Pacific island nation of the Solomon Islands. 18-year-old Colombian student Marcela Franco has travelled from her home in Bogota to see the Pope.
Oh my God, it's just a spiritual experience, you know? I'm so excited, it's going to be amazing. I mean, you see the Pope and you go to many catechesis, you know? It's a lot of information, a lot of learning about this. I mean, a great experience.
World Youth Day began in the mid-1980s and has become a pivotal part of the Catholic calendar. The event in Sydney has taken 5 years to plan and is attracting more people than the 2000 Olympics that were staged in Australia's iconic harbourside city. During his 10-day visit, Pope Benedict is expected to apologise for sexual abuse by the clergy in Australia. Concerns about climate change will also be addressed by the leader of the world's billion Catholics. The highlight of World Youth Day is a giant open-air papal mass in Sydney on Sunday. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.